This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mainstream media doing what they always do. Lie as fast and furiously and early as you can about a tragedy. In this case, unfortunately, the flooding in Texas, knowing full well most people are very casual observers of the media, very casual observers of news, won't catch when you go back and it's corrected later. They'll be left with the impression that the Texas that over 80 people died in the Texas flooding because the Trump administration made some cuts or something. But did that actually happen? Yeah, there were all kind of cuts. And then the National Weather Service didn't warn anyone. And that didn't happen. No, not even close. In fact, Dana Lash, who used to be on this station and who lives in Texas, tweeted, "Let me clue you in. Multiple advance warnings, 12 plus hours in advance. Flash flood warning, 3 plus hours in advance. The river surged by 26 feet in barely 45 minutes. Even more, the NOAA, N-O-A-A, National Organization of Atmosphere, proposed cuts not effective until October 1st, 2025. In other words, they haven't even made yet. So what's actually going on here? What's going on? Even Wired writes, which is a generally left-leaning publication, some local and state officials have said that insufficient forecasts from National Weather Service caught the region off guard. That claim has been amplified by pundits across social media who say the cuts to the National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, its parent organization, inevitably led to the failure in Texas. But meteorologists who spoke to Wired say that the National Weather Service accurately predicted the risk of flooding in Texas and could not have foreseen the extreme severity of the storm. What's more, they say that the National Weather Service did forecast this week underscores the need to sustain funding for the crucial agency. Okay, whatever the case with that, let me explain kind of sort of what I see is going on here, because it's kind of obvious. Yes, they pre-warned about the flood. Yes, as the Associated Press reported and the left ignored it. Yes, they way upstaffed for this event, this weather event. In other words, they added extra staff, held staff over. They had plenty of staffing. Staffing, not the problem. Cuts didn't cause any problems whatsoever. But here's the problem. And we experienced this here in the last week. Do you get those severe weather alerts on your phone? I really appreciate them when I get them. They'll come in on the phone. It'll usually be for the next hour or several hours, sometimes as little as like 45 minutes, severe weather. And they'll tell you, 70-mile-an-hour winds, really dangerous, heavy, potential for flooding, blah, 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 right? And you get that on your phone. In the little bit more than a last week, I saw something happen with that I've never seen before. Got a severe warning, 70-mile-an-hour winds, potential hurricanes, severe, heavy driving rain could potentially cause floods. Okay. It never rained. I've never seen that before. It didn't even rain. It was overcast. Sure, looked like it was going to rain, maybe, but then never did. That's how off they were. 70 mile an hour winds? No, I went to the gym. My daughter, it was no big deal. I mean, a little bit of wind, but wasn't much. I mean, nothing to noteworthy. They blew it. Bigly. It keeps happening. The weather forecasts are wrong. And what by wrong, and I have to clarify this, okay? They're wrong in that, yes, 3 days out, 4 days out, weather forecasting is historically not that great, right? But I'm telling you, they used to be able to get it right day of. They would. It's going to rain this afternoon. They can't even do that anymore. Severe thunderstorm warning. Oh, wait, it's not even raining. Why? Their models are whack. And the reason their models are off, and Tony Gell just texted me because we've had him on the show so many times, and he nailed this, by the way. He said, we've been talking about this for 2 years, this is going to start happening. People are going to start dying because the weather forecasts are so wrong. He nailed it. Got it absolutely right. He writes, Tira, the sun is in a grand solar minima cycle. It lasts 20 to 30 years of colder weather. We entered it about 3 years ago. We are basically entering a mini ice age. We're already in it. That sounds strange this week because it's going to be in the 90s and we will still have hot, you know, hot pops in the summer. It's not going to go away. But what do we have? We have record fast ice thickening in the South Pole and the North Pole. Not only is the ice thickening, which we were told was never going to happen because global warming, right? It's thickening at a record rate never before recorded. Why? We are in a mini ice age. Why? Because solar activity is what drives this. And their models aren't working anymore because solar activity dramatically changes, yet they cling to their old models. Why? Because if they were to abandon them and admit they're wrong because of solar activity, they'd have to admit man-made global warming, man-made carbon-based activity has absolutely nothing to do with the weather, has nothing to do with the temperature, doesn't have any effect of any kind. It's the sun. And until they adjust their weather models, they're going to get it wrong and people are going to die. And it goes both ways. When you look at the forecast here, and this is what nobody else is pointing out, I'm going to be probably the only one to do it, but that's okay, so I'm going to be right. I'm going to be first and I'm going to be right. In fact, Tony Dale has been so shockingly right that when this happened, so many of you messaged me on social media and you're like, oh my gosh, Tony Dale forecasted all of this. Yeah, he's a former meteorologist from here in the upstate. You might have seen him on TV over the years. And he says, listen, it is very simple. Solar activity is what causes the weather. And when it dramatically changes, guess what? The weather forecast models are going to be wrong. This is why our weather forecasts are so useless. Now, look what happened in Texas. Did they warn about flooding 12 hours out? Yes, they did. Did they put a flash flood warning out 3 hours out before? Yes, they did. What did they get wrong? This has nothing to do with staffing, nothing to do with Trump, nothing to do with cuts. What did they get wrong? Somebody please notice. They forecast 7 inches of rain. It's a lot, but it's nothing like the catastrophe we saw. How'd they get it wrong? Their models are wrong. And more people are going to die before because of it. And I'm sure the media will try to tell the lie of Trump, Doge, cuts, blah, blah, blah. That's not it. They can't change them because they would have to admit there is no global warming. They would have to admit it's getting cooler. They would have to, overall, on average, that doesn't mean we're not going to still have some 90-degree days. We will. That's why these people died. I'm telling you, Tony and I have been talking about this for going on 2 years now. It is going down exactly as he said, and it will happen again and again and again and again. So they changed those weather models. And as for you and me, good luck. Used to be, you know, if you were having a birthday party Saturday afternoon in the yard, you could check at least Saturday morning and know what was going on. Good luck. Good luck. And you know what they're going to do in this right here in this market? They're going to miss severe weather. People are going to drown. And in other circumstances, they're going to put out severe weather warnings and look like fools when it doesn't even rain. They're going to look like fools.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I'd love to hear from anybody who believes Epstein wasn't trafficking girls for sex with or to anybody but himself. Is there anybody out there that believes that? After all of this? I don't. I mean, I don't. I want to jump on something else. I'm getting a lot of folks who are emailing me, are texting me about, this is geoengineering in Texas. This is caused by government cloud seeding with chemicals, which, by the way, they can do. And the British government actually announced, gosh, what's it been, a month, 6 weeks now, that they're going to begin to do it, not for rain purposes, but to fight global warming, control the climate, control the temperature. And they've announced they're going to start doing this with flights, which I think is an absolute potential disaster waiting to happen. So a lot of people texting me, address this, or, you know, was this caused by, look, no, there's no evidence of that. We don't know. But here is what we do know. Harvesting the skies is what they call it. Rain enhancement operations in Texas are well documented. And there's actually five outlets in Texas that do it. You can Google them. It's absolutely fascinating. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. West Texas Weather Modification Association is a real thing. They have an actual website. You can click on it. It's West, if you want to look it up, it's HTTPS, okay, you know, typical website. West, W-E-S-T, T-X, W-X, mod.com. West Texas Weather Modification Association. They've got a webpage and everything. They're pilots, and they modify the weather. About us. Let's go to that page because this is interesting. The West Texas Weather Modification Association serves as a convective rain enhancement project for six counties of West Texas and the city of San Angelo. Started in 1995, the WTWMA is the longest active weather modification project in the state. Evaluations have shown that the efforts of WTWMA boost rainfall by an additional 15% a year, or an additional 2 inches of precipitation. The WTWMA is licensed and permitted by the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, and they show the counties they work in. They rain seed the clouds. So is this a real thing? Yes, it is. In fact, what's really interesting is they have these weather modification centers for the various parts of Texas. I'm clicking on the second one here. This is the South Texas Weather Modification Association. You can find it online, southtexasweathermodification.com. Now, do I know that there was cloud seeding and that caused this flooding? I have no proof of that whatsoever. And people are asking me to address it, so I'm just addressing it. Is it possible that cloud seeding might have made rain worse? It's possible. They do it. Let's see what the South Texas Weather Modification Association has to say. It was started in 1996, and it handles a different quadrant of Texas. They've got just a very, very detailed history of what they do. There's about 10 counties that they serve. And what they do is battle drought And they, you know, talk about, here's, for instance, the 2022 season started out in a La Nina, and the entire target area was in drought, ranging from a category D2, which is severe drought, to a category D4, exceptional drought. And they talk about how, you know, their activities have helped to increase rainfall to fight the drought. Here's another one. This is just their report from what they did in 2017, one of their most active years. Pilot was launched, attempted to, investigate. Anyway, the talk about November and September. The yearly results were excellent with 260 seeded storms. Precipitation increased by 10.3% above the yearly average. And 855,000 acre feet of additional water added to the operational area. So they can seed the clouds. They can increase the water. They can cause additional rain, and they do. And that's really well documented. In fact, Florida just banned geoengineering. It's a felony. And if you go up in a plane and you do it, no matter who you're doing it for, you can be charged criminally. Ron DeSantis just signed that into law, so it is now law. In Florida. But for instance, 2021, they talk about how they took over for a, you know, certain counties in Texas, Atascosa, Bandera, Bexar, Frio, Carnes, McMullen, Uvalde, Medina, Wilson, and they take credit for 2021 having above average rainfall across most of South Texas, including the operational areas. So they do this. They work with the National Weather Service, and they do. They fly into these storms. They seed clouds. They cause more rain. Now, a lot of people speculating, oh, that's what causes it. Nobody knows. And floods have been with us here on Earth for millennia. So that's exactly what's going on. Let me jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes here, let's talk about the amnesty bill Trump talked about. You know what's so funny? This division in this audience. I talked about it earlier. It would be an amnesty bill, even if he's just giving them work permits, which, you know, he said they'll get special permits. If you're in special industries that he likes, you get to stay and work. Yeah, it's outrageous. And if they try to do this with a bill, we're going to fight it with everything we have. And I had some of you really mad at me. Don't ever criticize Trump. Whatever he does is right. No, when Trump does exactly what Biden and Obama did, I'm going to hit him as hard as I would have hit Biden this morning if he was still the president. I'm going to hit him as hard as I would have Obama. And you and I both know we would lose it if Obama or Biden proposed what Trump did this weekend. We would.
And we're working on legislation right now. Susie, right? We're working on legislation right now where farmers, look, they know better. They work with them for years. You had cases where people have worked for a farm on a farm for 14, 15 years, and they get thrown out pretty viciously. And we can't do it. We got to work with the farmers and people that have hotels and leisure properties, too. We're going to work with them, and we're going to work very strong and smart. And we're going to put you in charge. We're going to make you responsible. And I think that that's going to make a lot of people happy. Now, serious radical right people, who I also happen to like a lot, they may not be quite as happy, but they'll understand, won't they? Do you think so?
No, we won't.
Madam Secretary, look at you with a white hat on. Do you think they'll understand that? You're the one that brought this whole situation up.
This is it's outrageous. And you can't do it. It's not fair. You got to do it for every industry. They all keep their illegals or none at all. And when I say that, what's going to happen is exactly what's going to happen when Reagan did his amnesty. The left is salivating over this. They're going to sue. You folks, when federal law says you can't keep illegals, right? And Trump's like, well, I'm going to let farmers keep their illegals. But then all the donors started calling and said, well, I'm going to let hotels keep their illegals too. You're doing raids on factories, bud. You're arresting people. You can't enforce the law on industries you don't like, but not enforce it on industries you like. You're going to get sued so fast your head will spin. And what will happen very, very quickly if you pass a bill like that, even if it's just to give special visas to illegals already working there, not full amnesty but special visas, doesn't matter. Democrats are going to sue you so fast. And you know what? They're going to be right and they're going to win. You can't just pick and choose which industries you apply the law to. That's Democrat stuff. And what'll happen is they're going to end up getting a court ruling that Trump has to do this for everybody. And the second Democrats get in office, and I mean it's going to be the first thing they pass, Trump leaves all these illegals in place. You know what they're going to do. Come on, tell me. Say it with me in your car. Amnesty. They're going to do amnesty. They will amnesty them all. And let me tell you what. They're going to be on a five-year pathway to citizenship. They are going to flip most of the red states in this country, either blue or purple. And we're never going to have another Republican presidency. But go ahead, Trump. You go ahead and do it. We're going to fight you as hard as we can. We are going to work the lines as if the phone lines, as if you were Joe Biden. If you want to act like Joe Biden, we'll treat you like Joe Biden. This was absolutely outrageous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.